All right, up next, we'll move along to Oregon State coach Wayne Tinkle. The Beavers are home taking on Central Connecticut State on Saturday before opening Pac-12 play at Oregon the following week. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that is star 1 to ask coach a question. And again, to ask coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Any questions for coach? We do have one. We do have a couple here.
And your first question comes from the line of Kurt Krackthorpe with Salt Lake Tribune.
Coach, just knowing Larry Kraskowiak as you do, his teams have a history of improving as the season goes along. What traits in his coaching style enable that to happen?
Well, I just think, you know, just coming from similar backgrounds, just really – staying on plan, you know, continuing to buy into the plan and the process. You know, it seems like these days they're more and more hit you throughout the course of a season. And, you know, it's one thing we pride ourselves on, playing your best ball late. And just the discipline of keeping guys engaged, helping them through some of the tough days, knowing that, you know, what we're playing for is still in front of us. And Larry does a great job of that in keeping his guys, you know, dialed in so that they're making improvements week to week, month to month, you know, and peaking at the right time.
Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Your next question comes from the line of Bruce Pascal with Arizona Daily Star.
Hi, Wayne. This is kind of an open-ended thing, but I was just wondering what you think about how you guys have done so far in entering the league, if, you know, kind of the way that the conference has played out so far, does that give you, you know, any more confidence that maybe this is pretty open and you guys can compete as much as anybody, or what do you make of what's going on? I guess not
certainly
only with
no.
You guys, but around the league.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, you know, with us, I mean, our last three losses, Bruce, we've given up 50% to our opponent from three, and we've shot about 26%. And that's in a four-point loss, a three-point loss, and a three-point loss. So for us, it's simple. If we get our guys back to putting the focus on the defensive side of the ball, especially from the three-point line, I think that's going to help us maybe take away some of the pressure we put on ourselves off. Obviously, when you're giving up points and you're fighting from behind, that adds pressure offensively. A big key to that is, you know, we were 5-1 when we had Big G in the lineup. And although he may not be a huge stat gatherer, he's, you know, our most experienced threat in the post. You got to throw it inside to make that defense collapse. Will free us up a little bit. And then in our zone and in our man-to-man, you know, the back line is kind of your traffic cop. And without him, you know, we're playing young guys that don't even know which end is up yet. And we're depending on them to make the defensive calls on the bumps and the slides. So we can get better in both of those areas. And what we've been telling our guys is that, you know, we hold those keys. I mean, we control it. We get better in those areas. We can, you know, we can take on anybody, especially, you know, as we get into conference play and it looks to be pretty much wide open. And there's been, you know, some tough losses. But, you know, the one thing is, you know, we're not playing, you know, a bunch of really weak teams. You know, we lost at St. Louis, who was rolling at the time, and, you know, Texas A&M, they're young but very talented. And Kent State was one we felt like we really should have got, but they're, you know, a net team in the top 80 right now, I believe. So
yeah,
got to be able to put that behind us and know that, you know, keep it simple. These are the areas we've got to put the focus on, the defensive end first and foremost. And then when we get in the league, you know, we have a tough start to league, you know, with the first few games. But we feel like if we can get some momentum going this weekend, you know, we'll be able to erase some of those that we lost behind us and carry some momentum into conference play.
Yeah. If I could ask you about one player, I was wondering about Kyler, and I know you've talked about it a little bit, but just the rim protection. I mean, is that – I know he has a history of that, but he's also been through a lot. And was that a surprise he's able to at least help you at that level he's doing?
Well, we knew that was the one area he'd have an impact right away, just because of his length and his anticipation skills. You know, one thing the perimeter guys need to understand, when you have a guy back there like that, we need to put more pressure on the ball, you know, and take away the three-point arc. And he's got to get a little smarter, staying out of foul trouble. But with Big G coming back this weekend, you know, I think it gives us the flexibility to have a physical presence in there, and then have the length and athleticism to rim protect with he. And then Warren Washington, too, as we have to try to bring him along as well. So Kyler, though, you know, gets a little more confident. Yeah, he's been out of high school for a couple few years now and not played against this level of competition. But offensively, he's going to be able to make some strides for us, too, as his confidence grows and as he continues to add a little bit of size and strength.
Great. Thanks.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from the line of Rich Burke with Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach. Wondering with Big G coming back, how you anticipate using him and Kelly, and will they spend a lot of time on the floor together?
Yeah, good question. You know, G's minutes will be limited, I think, this Saturday. So we'll have to decide, you know, whether we're going to bring him off the bench or throw him back in the starting lineup. But the thing that it does add to it that we were looking forward to going into the year, we're playing those two guys together and having a big lineup. And so that's something that as we get G conditioned and get the all clear, we know that we'll have that in our arsenal. And what that will allow us to do will be a little bit bigger on that back line in our zone, have a little more physicality in conjunction with the athleticism and length of Kyler. So we'll really feel good. And then we know we'll obviously have, you know, the ability to go small with either Hollins or Trace at the four with one of those two bigs. So losing G was a big loss just because of what I talked about, his experience, his understanding of our vocabulary defensively, and his willingness to talk and communicate, which is crucial.
A couple of years ago, Coach, Big G stretched it out a little bit and actually hit some threes. Last year, that wasn't part of his game. Do you anticipate that if he and Kelly are on the floor together at the same time, that he might stretch it out some this year?
Yeah, you know, we like the high-low offense and our motion, and we haven't been able to take advantage of that. You know, G only took one three last year, and if one of the assistants told him not to shoot, I got to find out who that was, because that's a strength of his, and he's worked on it. We don't want him hunting a bunch of them, and we want him to balance it with his work around the rim, but he does have the ability to pull fives away, which, you know, will open up things around the rim a little bit for either Kyler or some of our other guys to post up, and so that's something that we'll certainly continue to tune in as we move forward.
Okay, Coach, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Rick.
All right, Wayne, that'll do it for your day. Hey, appreciate your time, and good luck this weekend.
Hey, thanks so much. Good luck to everybody. Go Bees.